going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9. Also in the Odyssey app all over America. Good morning, Fort Myers, Florida, by the way. Just Texas. On the Texnado line. That's pretty nice of them, huh?
Wow, it's an early shout-out. Very early.
Well, there it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they got an advantage on us, right?
Yep.
All right, welcome to a Thursday. Good morning, Jamie.
Wait, is Spadil back?
Yeah, he's back.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Spadil, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you find anybody?
I didn't find anybody, and I did like 2 or 3 laps around the whole building to try to look, but no, I didn't see anyone. Right. Yeah.
Gangsters.
Well, there's a guy that rode up with me, and he's not supposed to do that.
No,
so,
they're not.
No, and he rode up with me, and then he couldn't go anywhere else. So I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Good luck.
Yeah. I gotta go. I tried to push buttons for him, but nothing would work. So I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
He must have escaped though.
Yeah, I didn't see
he's
anybody.
Gone. Yeah. Gone, man.
Well,
all right, we're safe.
I'm doing that because remember, somebody took the Taylor Swift guitar off the wall.
Yeah.
And we don't know who did that. No, so
we've closed her down, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No more shenanigans around
yep,
here.
Exactly.
All right, tonight you've got your big facial aesthetics.
I do. I'm
Are
excited.
You excited?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited
you
about it.
You and the girls.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. I am concerned because you have got to get notified if you won or not, okay?
Yeah.
You can't.
There's some confusion here.
You can't just show up.
You can't just show up.
There's confusion.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
I didn't think that much about it yesterday because we had won early, and then they just started pouring in, and now they're pouring in this morning,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so you have to, you will be notified.
Yes.
You will. Here's the thing. I know we already notified quite a few yesterday, and then today, I think, didn't Mike say he'd left a couple open, right?
Yeah, three slots.
Yeah, so he left a couple open, so you can still have time to register really fast. But be available at 5 o'clock tonight, because that's when we're doing it. Go to alice1059.com. You'll see it all right there, and then we're going to have a party tonight.
You have until 10 a.m. to get registered.
Yeah.
I'd do it right now.
Yeah, just
if you're listening to the show, just do
it
right now.
Done.
What the heck?
What the heck?
All right, it's Thursday, and, the Avalanche, they lost last night.
Yeah.
I heard
How many
that.
Hours
yeah.
did you sleep?
3 hours and 38 minutes.
Oh, 38 minutes. Good.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got that 38 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, really, yeah, I'll be out, yeah.
What happened?
Lost overtime.
The stud was supposed to come back last night, right?
Our cap is back. Landeskog is back, which was a cool moment. That was one of the best moments I've ever seen.
He sucked, obviously.
Yeah, sucked. Right, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, they lost. How cool was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
It was a gut punch, okay? I don't. I don't want to talk about it.
I was watching it on TV when Landeskog came out. It was so loud. It felt like I was like at the stadium. It was that loud on my TV.
It was electric.
Hey, Schmidl, they lost.
They did lose. Yeah.
How good was he?
Yeah. Wasn't that great that he came back, was it?
Well, the Nuggets play tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have a chance to get it back.
Nice. Okay. All right, good.
But, you know, for the city of Denver, that is, okay? Right. So the Nuggets are in the Clippers today.
Yeah,
so wait, but let's go back to the Avalanche. So how many have we lost?
We're down 2-1.
And how many do they play?
So it's best of 7, but we need 4 games to win the series.
Oof.
Not looking good.
Not looking great.
Pressure's on now.
Yeah, it really
pressure's
is.
On. Yep. They lose the next one. Uh-oh.
We've got to win Saturday here.
Now, if they lose, do they fire the coach? Seems to be a thing.
I don't think so. I think Benzie's good. He's a good coach. Right. Solid.
Maybe well, everybody thought the last guy was good.
Maybe that Landeskog guy, maybe he should just sit out on Saturday.
Yeah. No.
I agree. How good is he?
Well, they seem to do better when he's not there. You know, they won a game when he wasn't there.
He has to be upset, too.
Yeah, Landeskog.
You know, he has this big comeback, right? Everybody's so excited, and then they lose.
He didn't want to lose last night.
Yeah, no.
That's like when they hang a jersey, you know, for a player or whatever, and then you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's not a good night.
It's not a good night.
Oh, by the way, do you guys hear that Hunter's coming to the Broncos?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter?
Yeah, he's good.
Man, that's exciting.
It is.
Oh, I'll get season tickets now.
I know. Yeah, the Broncos
are playing offense or defense?
They don't know.
The NFL draft is tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where'd you hear that information?
From the Broncos.
They called you?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah, my son used to be friends with the daughter, that Peyton guy.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, they all double dated for prom.
I heard Travis Hunter was going with you to facial aesthetics tonight.
He is.
He wants to look good for the draft.
Yeah. He has a few blackheads that are just going to remove.
We're ridiculous right now. This is ridiculous. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll regroup. This is ridiculous.
What? I mean,
it's just ridiculous,
it's
Jamie.
It's ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. It is a Thursday. Was there severe weather around the area yesterday?
Yeah, it was all east.
It was?
Yep, it was crazy.
Okay, so I think it's supposed to move a little bit toward us today, from what I understand.
Yeah,
there's a chance of severe storms today, so be on the lookout.
It was kind of, it rained a little bit at like 5 o'clock and then again at 9.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Really?
Of course, I'm west, the Eastern Plains, I guess they got it. I got an alert this morning. My neighbor across the street, 3 houses down, had their truck stolen overnight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got a brand new F-150, and it's gone.
You're kidding.
Gone. I just got the alert a few minutes ago.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Man.
I heard that car thefts were way down in the city right now because you're not hearing it as much as we did there for a while.
Right.
But his got taken last night.
So he's like you. He can't put his cars in his garage.
I have no idea. I've noticed his new truck.
Yeah.
But I don't know what his garage situation is.
You'd think if you got a new truck, you'd get it in the garage, but maybe it's a long bed.
I do have one neighbor that's across the street. When his garage door is open, Jamie, it's a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy he's worse than me, and I love it. And I love it.
Well, you
I,
got one in, though. You're excited.
Yep. I got her all cleaned up. Yeah. Man, that's a good feeling. Too.
Nice.
When you can walk through there, you're not stumbling over stuff, you know.
Yeah. So do you have 2 in there now?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
Just one. Let's not get crazy. You give me another 20 years, I'll get that other one in there. Oh, you wait and see.
Hey, listen, who am I? I have one in a 3-car.
Do you have solicitors in your neighborhood?
No.
Yesterday, these two guys show up at my house, right? And I clearly have a no solicitation sign on the door. And they're pretending, they don't say it, but everything they are wearing with the, you know, the reflection of vest and the paperwork with the XL Energy logo on it makes you think, okay, that they are with XL.
Oh, they were pretending to be with XL?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. He starts out like this. Now, listen to this, okay? And he sold me on it at first, okay? Then I caught on to what's going on. He goes, when I went outside, he goes, hey, I got a question for you. He shows me his paperwork, and the paperwork says XL Energy on it. So I'm thinking, okay. He goes, you're a meter over there. I just took a look at it. And when was that changed out? Do you remember? And I'm thinking, what?
Right.
What are you talking about? I mean, if you're with XL, wouldn't you know when it was changed out?
Exactly.
I don't know when it was changed out.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it. Turns out they were selling solar panels.
Oh, but he had an XL energy thing? Wow. Yeah,
and he started explaining to me how XL's bill is about to quadruple on me, and that's when I caught on. When he started telling me how negative XL Energy is.
Right.
I'm like, okay, something's not adding up here.
Yeah.
Finally, I just told him, get the hell out of here. What the hell are you doing? Can't you read my sign? It says, no soliciting. Just get out of here.
Yeah. Well, it takes you a while to catch on.
Took a while.
I was trying to tell you something about Schmidl going to die today, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Well, that was a shocker that Schmidl's going to die. That took a while to process.
Yeah, it's I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a whole thing.
It's easier to process XL shysters than
Schmidl, I just told him the whole story about that guy coming up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I was like, should I go check on him? He hasn't come back yet. And he goes, what are you talking about?
I didn't know you were going to die.
I could have.
I started getting concerned. Yeah. Then I had to do some work.
Yeah, stranger danger, man.
That is crazy. Yeah. Did they have on like a little XL vest or anything?
They had a vest on, but it didn't have the XL logo on it.
Good.
But my neighbor called XL.
Oh, they did?
Immediately. Because they left his house and came to my house.
Mm.
And then he came over as they were leaving, and he said, you guys need to leave the neighborhood now.
Yeah.
He said, I've already called, and I'm going to call the police. If you don't get the hell out of here, stop. Stop what you're doing. And they were clearly trying to impersonate XL Energy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And they were trying to get you to cut off energy and take solar instead.
Right.
So they were working against XL. So we called XL, and they said, run them off. Whatever
the only thing that worries me about solar, because I thought about that at the cabin, is we get such hail, you know? And
I know.
Seems like it would break those glass panels.
Easily,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen storms where it has happened. You know, they have these big solar panels out in the field.
Yeah.
And I've seen those broken before from
busted
hail.
Up.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd switch over to solar, though.
Well, I was just talking about the cabin.
Yeah. Very expensive.
It's so expensive.
I know somebody who told me that they actually did an estimate for their house, and they have a fairly good size house, and they told me it was $130,000 to make the switch.
Damn!
$130,000. That's a lot of energy that you have to save.
Yeah, that's
to pay that
to pay
back.
It off.
Yeah, because you got to pay that, right?
That is expensive.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go that route, but we're kind of caught. You know, it's either XL or solar. That's all you got.
Well, no, there's what core.
What is core?
Core is what I have out there.
I don't think I have access to it. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have
no
idea. Yeah, I have no idea. But I know one thing: there are shysters in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there are.
I almost let the dog loose on him. Big German Shepherd. He would have taken care of that business.
I thought he was like docile.
He is. He's a big puss. He is. I wanted a man eater. I did. That's what I wanted when I got. You're getting a German Shepherd, man.
I bet somebody would rip somebody to shreds. But I bet if it came down to it, if he saw you getting attacked or something.
Sure. He'd lick him to death.
As long as they didn't have treats.
He's a puss. I'm telling you right now, I am a puss dog.
You don't know.
In
that moment, they might get, you know.
He was at the front door with these two shysters at the front door growling.
Oh, that's
okay,
good.
So it made it look like that he would have eaten them up.
Yeah, that is good.
But he's a puss. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quick reminder on a couple of things before we take a quick break here. First of all, the facial aesthetics. You got until 10 o'clock to get registered. I'd say do it now.
Yeah, go to Alice1059.com.
Yep. Got the big NFL draft tonight. Broncos choose number 20. And from what I'm hearing, Shador, his stock has gone down. I won't say plummeted, but it's gone down.
Well, I did read that Schmidl was right about that Cam kid or whatever. He's going to go number one.
Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard another name yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I don't know who's going to go number one. I don't know.
I'm excited to watch it. Yeah. Just the top 10.
All right, so that's happening tonight. I think it starts at 6 o'clock our time.
Okay.
It's out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, by the way.
Yep,
what
sure is.
What a hellhole that is. Can you imagine? I mean, you're these multi. By the way,
I did see
where Shannon Sharp is going. Word is he's out at ESPN.
Oh, really?
They've canned him.
Oh, for sure.
He wasn't on yesterday. Oh, yeah, that's the rumor from inside sources.
Really? Wow, look at you.
That's what I read.
But you didn't finish the last sentence. What was it?
I don't know.
Imagine these millionaire.
Yeah, going to Green Bay. What the hell are you going to do up there? What are you going to do if you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin? These multimillionaires flocking in there. You're going to have so many private jets up there.
Yep.
What the hell is there to do?
I don't know.
Go to a cheese party?
I mean,
where are you going?
I think, don't they have a bunch of lakes? Maybe they'll take a little boat ride.
They got a great lake.
Yeah, they call it
a great lake.
Well, don't they have a bunch of them up there, too? Like, don't they?
I think the state probably does. Yeah, but so. I'm just saying the city of Green Bay. Yeah. It just seems like not the ideal place.
Fish and chips. I don't know.
Fish and chips.
Tip over some cows.
We're going to take a break. We'll take a break.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
83 Lara is in trouble.
Who?
83 Lara.
Who's 83 Lara?
They're looking for that truck.
The hit and run.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, it's 83 Lara.
Yeah, man, that's big trouble when you run.
Well, and that's an easy plate to remember.
What is it again?
83 Lara.
Lara, L-A-R-A?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's an easy one.
I'm going to be looking.
Yeah, so just keep a lookout for that and call the police if you see it. Okay. Let's see here. This reminds me of what happened with the whole Red Robin situation. Remember Red Robin was giving away, was it that card or whatever, you know?
Burger Pass.
Yeah, the Burger Pass. And, people were being charged for the entire amount the Burger Pass would have cost, which is ridiculous. Well, not the same thing, but a little blooper, if you will, like that happened to the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles have launched a new streaming service, which is weird in itself, a streaming service just for them, and it cost $89.99 a year. However, somebody forgot to put the little decimal in the system, and
uh-oh.
So when people bought the service, the streaming service, they were charged $8,999.
Boom.
Yeah. So
baseball's not worth that.
No.
It's not worth it, folks.
I'm not even sure if it's worth $89.99.
No. I bought the package from the MLB Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is just Baltimore Orioles.
The Orioles.
All by themselves.
Yeah.
$89.99, and people were charged $8,999. They have fixed it, so that's good.
Good.
Michelle Obama is speaking out about why she didn't attend President Trump's inauguration, and she's setting the record straight. She said she knew she was going against everybody's expectations, and she prioritized her own well-being. She said it took all the strength she had. She said she had personal reasons for saying no, and so she did. And then after she said no, people started saying, oh, you're getting a divorce. Oh, you don't love your husband, and blah, blah, blah. But she said it was her own mental well-being, and it's what she chose to do, and she had that right. And now years after the White House spotlight, and she said several years of therapy, she said it helped her reclaim her identity and her peace. She said, we made it through. But all this has happened to me, and maybe, though, I'm finally good enough. Poor Michelle. I like her.
That's a terrible explanation, though. I mean, her explanation should have been, I hate that man.
Well, I mean, she's not going to say that. She's classier than that.
I'm just saying.
Shannon Sharp, as BJ talked about it earlier, a second audio clip has been released of ESPN host Shannon Sharp allegedly threatening to choke a woman who is now accusing him of the R word. Tony Busby, the attorney for the Jane Doe accuser, has released another phone conversation between his client and Shannon Sharp. And he threatened to choke her and said it'll be interesting that he said something about a small white woman in public. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
She was 19 at the time. He was in his 50s. He's saying that he's an abusive boyfriend. And it says, quote, here's the quote. Shannon Sharp allegedly said this, quote, I might choke you in public. A big black guy chokes a small white woman. And then she said, yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, that's not nice.
It's not a nice,
nice statement.
It's not nice.
And here's the problem, too. And there's nothing Shannon Sharp could do about this, okay? He's put incriminating stuff out there. It's all recorded. And this lawyer is going to drip, drip, drip. He's going to slowly release over days, weeks, and it's going to look really bad.
I agree with you.
This lawyer has a plan, and it's going to keep coming. It's not
that
going away.
Tony Busby. I mean, he's notorious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
I don't know who he is.
Busby. He took
yeah, on. I don't know that guy.
I think he's also, is he also involved in the P. Diddy stuff? But he also went after Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay.
He has a bunch of people in that list.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think he's defending, he has a bunch of people.
And Shannon Sharp, you've given them this ammo. I mean, it's on you, buddy. When you start leaving voicemails like this and sending texts like you did, I mean, it's going to come back to bite you. It is.
Sharp's attorney, Lanny. His name is Lanny. Not Lenny, but Lanny. Lanny claims these audio clips are misleading because they are undated, out of context, and completely edited.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, I think he said it, okay?
I do, too. Do you realize how much money this guy's losing now?
Oh.
Shannon Sharp? He had a $100 million deal on the table, they said, for, I don't know, it was some type of podcast, some platform with Twitch or something, and now that's gone. They put that to the side. They said, no, we don't want to talk about it. And now it looks like ESPN's going to can him. He's making $15 million a year there.
Oof, yeah.
This is a hit.
Yeah. You know, he shouldn't have been caught having relations with that woman on his phone. Because that's when this girl decided to go, okay, you're a cheater.
It rubbed her the wrong way. Yeah, now she wants revenge. Yeah.
Well, when you're dating somebody and then it goes national that there's this audio of him stripping another woman, you get mad.
Angry.
Yeah.
Angry.
Very, yeah. Very angry. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is a crazy story, you guys. Oh, my God. I feel like everybody on the planet's getting a divorce. It says, if you want to know if your marriage is heading for Splitsville, don't snoop through your partner's phone. That won't do it. If you want an absolute positive accuracy, this guy knows he has predicted 93% accuracy of people getting a divorce just by watching them.
Oh.
Guess what happens? What if I watched you and Lisa, what would you guys do? Except for argue. What would you guys be doing where I'd be like, oh, they're definitely getting a divorce?
Boy, you got me on that one.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I can't, besides always arguing.
Right.
Or you know, not holding hands in public.
That would be a good guess, but it's called,
I don't know,
the lint picker.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Where you're always trying to spruce up the other person.
Nope.
That's not it?
It's when you are just so annoying to me that I'm just picking lint off myself because I don't want to hear you talk.
You're not paying attention to anything that he says.
Well, thankfully, we haven't gotten to that yet.
It says signs for guaranteed divorce. And think about your partner on this one, everybody. If they put up one side of their mouth like, oh, my God, like this. It's the biggest red flag for divorce is a sneaky little face expression, a one-sided mouth raise. A smirk of contempt. Dr. Gottman says contempt is more toxic than anger, fear, or frustration because it sticks around and festers. His research is so on point, he can predict divorce with 93% accuracy. Body language says signs like eye rolling, finger fidgeting, or even picking lint while your partner talks. Those are all silent signs of contempt against you. The lint picker, it screams, I'm over this.
I've never heard of that.
I know.
I've never heard of the lint picker.
Me either. Not until today.
Is this guy divorced? He must be.
Dr. Gottman? I don't know.
He's got to be.
But he can predict 93% accuracy just by eye rolling, finger. You know how like your wife looks at her nails while you're talking because she just like, ugh, like that. And it says, or if the mouth raised, I can't really do it because I have some Botox in my face.
I can't really.
I really can't do that, can I?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so one side mouth raise, and so that is a pure sign. Man, don't ever pick lint around me, you guys. I'm going to knock your socks off.
I'm going to have to start paying attention to what Bree's doing.
I know, right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The word is Uber. Uber says they might just pull out of Colorado. They're not very happy with some laws that are about to be passed, and they could hit the road. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
really
is. That they could be gone?
I know.
Uber, all right, they made the threat. We'll talk about it next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Not just any Thursday. I mean, it's going to be a crazy day today. You got the draft. You got the Nuggets. You got facial aesthetics. Jamie's out with the girls. Huh? It's just busy.
It's busy, busy.
I saw this yesterday. The Vatican. They're very upset.
Why?
People are taking selfies with the Pope's body.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
The Vatican's very upset
no,
about it.
No, yeah, why would very. They do that?
I don't know.
That is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the pictures this morning. Yeah. And they're smiling, got the camera up. There's like three or four people in the shot. And in the very background of the shot, you see the body of the Pope.
That's so morbid.
It is so awful. God.
But it's kind of expected in this day and age. Everybody has to capture a moment.
I don't know.
Everybody has to capture a moment. It's the Pope. I think I would.
I wouldn't. Not with a dead body.
Maybe just take a picture of the church or something.
I don't know. But the Vatican very upset about it.
Although I did take a picture, remember, of Nundies of when I was in Rome.
The Nundy. Oh, yeah. Hanging on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we were touring, and there was a little bitty window, and I could see the Nundies hanging on a line, and I did take pictures. Probably wasn't right.
No, it's probably not, but it's funny.
It was funny.
You know, there's nothing funny about the Pope's body.
No,
so
Nundies.
Kind of get the Nundies, okay? I did see also that they didn't embalm him.
Oh, they
did you know that? No, they didn't embalm the Pope. Oof. Instead, his casket, that wooden casket you see, is lined and filled with zinc to keep him from smelling.
Nice. That's good.
I did a lot of Vatican reading yesterday.
Well, that's his personal pick for his what his body was going to lay in state. Because they said that usually a lot of the popes get something more ornate and you know, all sparkly and stuff, but he just wanted a wooden box.
Yeah, and I don't think he's being buried where most of the popes are.
Oh, really?
I think he picked a different location, and it's like 4 miles from the Vatican.
Really? Yeah. I heard Broomfield.
Now it's okay to make a joke about the Pope being dead?
That's where I heard he's going to be laid to rest.
Broomfield. Is that right? Broomfield. So we're going to be able to go. Okay.
I'll see
you there.
Did you guys hear Broomfield?
Yeah, I heard Broomfield.
Oh, stop it. I'm being serious.
It's right this off is, I-25,
this,
man.
Yeah. This is real Vatican
it's next
news.
To the tree farm.
Yeah.
You take I-25.
Uber.
All right, sorry, what?
Threatening to leave Colorado.
Yeah, well, we still have
Lyft. I don't blame them.
We still have Lyft, so that's fine.
Yeah, I don't blame them, though. I think that they're making a good call. I'm going to play you the news story here because I don't really know either.
All right.
I'll be honest. It's a little convoluted for me. All right, here we go.
The largest rideshare company in the U.S. says a new bill making its way through the legislature could force them to end Uber in Colorado. Our partners at Colorado Politics say that that bill would require background checks from drivers every 6 months. It would also ban...
So far, not too
listen,
bad.
Listen, I think they should have background checks every 6 months.
So far, not bad, right? Okay.
It would also ban hiring of people convicted of certain crimes.
Okay.
I like it. 2-0, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Domestic violence. Companies would also be required to investigate complaints about drivers within 72 hours.
I like all of this.
Yeah. All right. So far.
Wait, what
so
do
far?
They have to hide?
It's coming.
The vice president of Uber sent a letter to the legislature saying the bill's goal of safety is a shared goal, but things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible.
There you go. That's the one they're hung up on. They do not want to do video and recording, audio recording, of every rideshare that comes along.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and then they save it for 72 hours. Whatever. I've had some pretty iffy people.
Well, and it saves, like, the driver. The driver's more safe, and so are the passengers.
Yeah, everybody is, because you used to drive for them.
Exactly.
And so I'm sure,
I would definitely want everything recorded.
I'm sure you felt like it was a little shady sometimes.
Especially when people are drunk getting
in your car. Goal. But things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible. The bill passed the House earlier this month and is under consideration
Senate. They do make a point in the story, when you read the story, they do make a point that None of this stuff that they're talking about is required for taxis. And that's kind of got them upset. Like, why are you picking on us?
But I think taxi drivers are really well vetted. I mean,
I'm just saying the recordings and all that stuff is not required by taxi companies.
Gotcha.
And they're saying that if they're going to have to abide by these rules, everyone should. If you pick up passengers, no matter if you're a taxi, limo, whatever, everybody should play by the same rules. That's what has them upset.
But to me, I feel like the taxi driver is like, you know, a full-time employee and you have a social security number and you have all this stuff on him. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been driven by people that aren't the driver. I've had to like relook and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this guy is not the right guy.
Okay. How many times has Carson picked you up? If he came along driving, I think it's shady.
It's really shady.
If he pulled up at my house, I'd be like, "Nah, I'm not getting in."
Well, right, man,
because his toupee is crooked.
Right, and he's wearing an Abs jersey.
Yeah,
with
that
Landeskog guy on the back.
Well, you know, it's weird because you don't know what to do. Because the one last driver I had, it was like, I don't know. He doesn't look like this person. And I'm like, but you don't want to cause a problem if they are that person.
Well, and we've heard some stories about people actually using other people's
identity. Cars,
And cars to actually go.
Yeah, I think that this whole threat they're making with Uber, they're not going anywhere.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think they
are.
I have no idea. But they're not going to do it.
Well, I have a feeling legislation will back down. That'll be the bummer part.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, though. I think this thing's going to go through, Jamie. Yeah. I really do. Because, you've got Lyft. You've got taxis. You've got all this other. I don't think they really care.
I don't know.
I think they're going to apply these rules because of safety. I don't think they're going to back down. We'll see what happens. I don't think Uber will leave, though. It's too much money, man. Everybody uses them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Although I don't even have their app on here. I only have Lyft.
Yeah, I only use Lyft most of the time.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big NFL draft tonight. A lot of people fired up for that. The Nuggets, they play in Los Angeles tonight. What's going on?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. It's free. And the podcast will be up there after 10 o'clock this morning in case you missed something on the show today. The big NFL draft tonight. Some people are having parties, and I guess some of the bars will be packed, you know. A lot of people get into the draft. Jamie, on the other hand, she's got a whole different party going on.
My golly. So we're going to be at Facial Aesthetics. You probably already heard that by now, but we're going tonight. Now, the registration is open until 10 a.m. this morning, and then it closes. So if you want to register to meet me tonight, then go to alice1059.com. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You got 15 women along with their guests
that
are going tonight. So that's going to be a great party.
Yeah, and we will contact you. I know a bunch of people were already contacted yesterday, but he was leaving like two open for today.
Okay, so some winners are going to happen today.
Yeah,
yeah. So you got until 10 o'clock to get registered.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, great. Here we go again. Midnight last night, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all the websites crashed because of this Nintendo Switch 2. It went on sale at midnight, pre-orders, and Why can't we handle all this traffic? I don't get it. I mean, we tried to get burgers the other day. Couldn't get them.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I know.
You would think in 2025 that we would be at a place where these websites could handle the traffic.
You'd think they, especially Nintendo, would build it out where it could handle it.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think. I guess it's supposed to be pretty impressive.
Well, talk to our gaming guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Gamer. Hey, yeah. Gamer Boy.
Yeah, it looks really cool because it's got like upgraded graphics and all that. It's a bigger screen than the last one. So, yeah, it looks like a pretty cool console.
It kind of makes me sad, to be honest.
Why?
Because I bought him the original one.
Yeah, she did.
I bought him the original.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll still be using that for a while, though, because there's not enough games for me to want to buy this new one yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jimmy gave that to you as a gift, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was our first year working together. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. And you've had it all this time.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now it's outdated.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
One. I saw the saddest thing. It said that more kids now, little kids, when they spend time with their grandparents, they're always on their iPads.
I could see that, actually.
Isn't that awful?
Even with their parents.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the biggest complaint. It was this survey with grandparents, because the parents don't care. The parents are the ones that gave the kids the iPad. Parents are the ones that are giving the kids the iPad to babysit them. And so it's shocking for grandparents to get these kids for the weekend or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just see those kids just sit there on the couch and just play these games. It said it's become a big contention between their own children and themselves, because their grandkids are just sitting there.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
Yeah.
That whole gaming system, though, it's a really good babysitter.
Oh, I know.
When you
want to
watch the NFL draft or you want to watch the Nuggets play, Avalanche, it's a good babysitter, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, because the kids now, I mean, I watched my girlfriend and her kids are addicted to it. They scream. They literally scream when she says, like, look up and say hi to Jamie. They won't look up at me and say hi to me, and that's fine. So she'll get mad and she'll take it, and then they scream.
It's sad.
Like, it's like cocaine is being taken away from them.
They're having withdrawals.
Oh my God.
Hey, how much is this Nintendo?
I think it's $500.
$500?
Yeah. Ooh.
And Jamie Stop bought you the second one yet?
No.
Have you asked?
Right? I'm waiting for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You're going to wait.
Yeah.
Wait it out. Not seem like you're pushy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All greedy and everything. That's a good move on your part, man. Yeah, it's a good call. Because she'll fold at that point.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Because once she gets in the Christmas spirit, it's just give.
She
give
loves buying stuff for Christmas.
She loves
it. Makes me feel good about me. It's really not about you.
Right.
Get there. You only have about 6 more months of it, and she'll be in that spirit again, okay? Tabloid Trash, next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Aw, that's so precious.
What's precious?
Medell just ran in here and he's like, you guys, the Pee Wee Herman documentary looks really good.
Oh, are you a Pee Wee fan?
I kind of like Pee Wee Herman, yeah.
They have a lot in common.
Paul Williams. Yeah. Yeah, that whole creepy thing, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You admire him.
Theater.
It seems like it would have been fun to be him back in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Go see a movie together.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, but what am I?
Anyway, Pee Wee Herman documentary. Here is the trailer, number one.
Guess what? I'm having a party, and you're invited.
It's weird to be in this situation having a documentary made, because I'm used to having control of my alter ego. I wanted to be a performance artist. I could show you my characters. Out of nowhere, Pee Wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. There wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool to be Pee Wee, but then it got scarred a little bit. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to touch on that.
They go into it a little bit later in the trailer, yeah.
Okay. Because that changed everything. When we found out he was a perv, it wasn't as fun anymore.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, son of a gun, man.
He's dead, right?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't Pee Wee Herman die?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's talking about it like he just...
Yeah, he died 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's been dead.
Uh-huh.
Why are you yelling? Jesus.
No, I'm just saying that. He's dead.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because he's talking like in real time right now. So it was like... oh my gosh, he must have done this right before
he
died.
Yeah, that does trip me out.
Yeah. They do have him like live in this. It seems like he's like 68, 69 kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they passed.
Uh-huh.
Billy McFarland. This is sad. This is so sad. I don't know why, but Billy McFarland says that his name is holding back the Fyre Festival. And he says because of his name is holding the event back, he lacks the infrastructure to pull off the Fyre Festival, so he needs to sell the brand. Here it is, number two.
Fyre Fest is for sale?
Yes.
How did that come about? Like, so, and what does that mean, the Fyre Fest is for sale exactly?
Sure. So I'm sure you guys saw the news where we've been working in Mexico since September to make Fyre Festival 2 happen. We do this big announcement. We do a press conference with the government of Playa del Carmen. And then 4 days after the press conference, they publicly said they'd never heard of Fyre. So after that, we were, you know, looking for new locations and trying to figure out the best option for the brand. We have a great Caribbean country that reached out to us. But I'm just so scared that the same thing happens again, where we announce Fyre there. The New York Times calls them all day long, and they're like, who's Billy? We never heard of him. So I think it was like the long and hard realization that, you know, Fyre is way bigger than me, and I'm holding Fyre back. So if I'm not in charge and I pass the reins off to somebody else, I think the brand can go and flourish. And unfortunately, I'm just like, I'm holding it back at this point.
You guys want to buy it? You want to go in and buy it? I bet it's like $1.25.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that guy. This is some great news. Teddy Mellencamp is talking about her cancer. You know, it wasn't looking very good. She's a Real Housewives I don't know where she was. But anyway, she's not on it anymore. Her dad is John Cougar Mellencamp. And it was looking really, really grave there for a little bit. But here's what she had to say, number three.
Really exciting news, everyone. Honestly, the crying is already done. But I just finished with all of my scans, and my tumors have significantly shrunk, which doctors believe means that this all will work and that I will be back to myself and feeling good. I have two more sessions of immunotherapy, and then hopefully I am done and I will be cancer-free. I'm going to keep a positive outlook because that's the way that my doctor just spoke to me. He's like, you did this, you got this. And then, of course, in complete Coug's way, he said, you got that Mellencamp blood, so you're good.
Yeah, this is like a miracle because they did a couple of brain surgeries on her and everything. And, I mean, it wasn't looking good. She has a couple of kids. She had just gotten divorced from her husband. And she had an affair with, you know what happens is those moms, you know, those soccer moms. But she was an equestrian mom. They get over to the barn and then they see a single dad over there.
Get over in that barn.
Yeah.
That barn leads to bad
things.
Folks.
It does.
Yeah. Get in that stall before you know it. You're rolling in the hay. Hey.
So she kind of screwed up there. Yeah. But even though she screwed up and had that affair, her ex-husband has been by her side, and we all thought she was going to pass away.
I didn't have horses. I had ponies, but the same thing happened.
Same thing?
Yeah. Over at the pony stall.
I will tell you, as a little kid, we also played in a barn.
Yeah.
Mike Hudson's grandma had a barn.
Yeah, barn's a wonderful place.
It is.
Lots of memories in that barn.
Lots. Find out things at the barn.
Yep, the barn.
Yeah, you're like fourth grade. You're like, what is going on here? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep, I've been behind the barn doors.
They're very convenient because all parents trust you when you're little in the barn.
Oh, yeah. What could they be doing out there?
Exactly.
They're with the animals.
Yeah, they're like, they're almost proud of you because you're outside with the animals and stuff.
Right. They figure you're cleaning a stall.
Exactly.
You know, maybe feeding the animals.
They have no
getting
idea.
Getting some milk. They have no idea. No idea what's going on.
Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson is talking about his tattoo removal. Man, he is getting all 200 tattoos removed. Now, we had a guy named Stretch that was our producer, and he had one tattoo removed, and he was a big, tough guy, football player and all that stuff, and he literally cried. It hurt so bad to get it removed.
I think part of it's changed, though.
Maybe so.
I keep seeing all these videos of people getting them removed, like sleeves and stuff. And I think the technology has changed somewhat on it.
Hopefully, because, I mean, Stretch was like dying from the pain. The SNL alum, known as Pete Davidson, says the ink reflected a time when he felt ugly. He struggled with addiction and used tattoos to cover up his pain. Now he's all about a fresh new start, mentally and physically. He said, I don't want the reminder of, oh, yeah, you were a drug addict. That's why you have SpongeBob smoking a joint on your back.
I mean, why else would you get that?
Exactly. It says, but this clean skin journey isn't easy. Each removal takes about 10 to 12 sessions apiece. With the healing time, it could take him another 10 years to be tattoo free.
Oh, man.
That is a lot.
10 years.
Do you still like your tattoo, Schmidl?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I forgot. What'd you got? Like Lenny?
I got, his name's Ken, and he's from a show called Dan to Dan.
Ken, like from Barbie?
Yeah.
You got Ken on your?
Sort of, yeah. That's his cool. Tagline in the show is, I'm just an awkward fellow.
Yeah.
So I just identify with his like tagline.
You own it.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm just an awkward fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't we all, though, Schmidl?
Kind of, yeah.
Everybody. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all like 9-year-olds with those weird teeth.
Yeah.
It's always a shame. You should have seen me. My teeth were like John Elway's when I was 9 years old. They were all like, Arthur, I'm like, why don't the boys like me, Mom? Why don't the boys like me? We had to pull them all the way back into my head. it was a shame. Yeah. And I remember I could hear my mom up at the top of the stairs, and she's just like, oh, boy. She's just so homely.
Oh, dude, homely?
Jeez.
Because my legs grew too fast, and so we couldn't find jeans to fit my legs because they were too long. So I had, like, high waters and big buck teeth.
Oh.
And then I decided to get pretty and get a perm.
Oh,
so I had a perm, big buck teeth, and short, and pants are too short. And I played in the band.
Why won't somebody take me to the dance, Mom?
Why don't the boys like my mom? Oh,
bless your heart.
Bless my heart. Yeah. Yeah. She's so homely. Oh, so sad. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms in the forecast today. Could be a little severe, they're saying. All right. Also, Nuggets play tonight. Clippers.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A couple events that are in town this weekend. One being Monster Jam.
Oh.
It's at Mile High Stadium this weekend. So they're getting the stadium prepared. I like the one at the stadium. Indoors, not so much.
Yeah.
Gives you a headache.
It does. And some carbon monoxide.
Yeah, the fumes are intense.
Yeah, that's a little much.
The other is in Estes Park this weekend. Bigfoot Days.
Oh, Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bigfoot Days.
I wonder what that entails.
I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
It kind
Estes
of
Park.
Fun, doesn't it?
Does,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Mm. It kind of feel like sneaking up there maybe with a gorilla suit, you know, on Friday and hiding in the woods.
Oh, it looks, I'm looking at it now. It looks like everybody is dressed up as Bigfoot.
Are they?
Yeah,
is that what the celebration's about?
Yeah, a lot of people are dressed.
That's
as
awesome.
Bigfoot.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I gotta get over to Reiki Brothers.
And there's a Bigfoot barbecue.
Oh man.
Bigfoot half marathon. Yeah, it looks like it. This looks kind of fun.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of it.
Bigfoot Days in Estes Park is this weekend, and they say it's a blowout.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've never, ever, ever, never.
I need my gorilla suit.
You do need your gorilla suit.
What, Schmidl?
This says that they're going to premiere a feature film called The Sasquologist.
Whoa, that sounds like a porn.
It does.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Harry, too.
Yeah.
Harry,
swallow
Sasquatch.
In it? What did it have in there?
Sasquologist.
Oh, it sounded like Sasquologist.
I say we put together a bus and go. The Bigfoot bus?
Yeah, let's go.
BJ and Jamie's Bigfoot bus.
We should.
Off and running we go. Oh, we're up Estes Park for Bigfoot
days.
They
got a half marathon. All these Bigfoots running. Half marathon.
Wait a minute. Are they running in the suits?
Maybe.
I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah, they
cool.
got a 5K, too.
Wow. Why is this the first time we're hearing about this?
I have no idea.
That's super fun.
I saw it this morning when I was scrolling through some of the sites here Bigfoot Days in Estes Park, and it's this weekend.
We always, my sister and her family always went camping in Estes Park, so that was, even though we lived here, that's when we would go drive up there and go to Estes Park. Man, that's when they freaked me out about the cougars.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we went on this. So they do great programs in Estes Park, right? If you're camping and stuff. So this ranger had a day, and we all went in and we sat in bleachers, and this ranger showed us all the places where mountain lions are. And I mean, Colorado is covered in mountain lions, right? It showed us all these campers. Is this a great idea? No. And then she says this, when there's deer, there's cougars.
Oh, boy.
So that's all I think. Every time I see a deer, I'm like, there's a cougar around. That's what she told us.
That place is hard to get a camping pass right? Isn't it always packed or something? I've never been to Estes Park.
What?
Never been up
ever?
There. No. I don't think you've ever been, have you?
I've been up there.
Oh, you have been?
How do you somebody call else told me they had.
I've never been to Estes Park.
I bet Carson hasn't.
Yeah, I've been to Estes Park.
You have?
I've never been there. No.
There's a candy shop?
Yeah.
There's a...
Oh. I know. I should go up there for Bigfoot days. I love Bigfoot.
You're not even an American.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. We were just talking about the Bigfoot days, which is going on in Estes Park this weekend. Then we get this text, 303-22-ALICE with the text line. Thank you for talking about my event this weekend in Estes Park. I love listening to you guys every morning on my long drive. So we thought we'd call and just see what the Bigfoot event's about.
How is it their event?
I don't know.
Maybe they are. Maybe Bigfoot just texted us.
I don't know. It's Kaylee. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. We just discovered your event.
Yes, it's going to be so amazing. It's so much fun. And you're right. There's a ton of people dressed up as Bigfoot walking around.
Do they also run in those outfits? That seems like that's a little steamy. A little steamy to me.
Well, they're going, there's actually, for the 5K, there's going to be somebody running and everybody's going to be chasing a Bigfoot. So,
oh my God, that's funny.
No.
Yeah.
Does most of the people that attend the event, do they believe in Bigfoot?
Oh yeah, it's a really big deal. There's like people that are coming from like Bigfoot shows that are like famous stars that people are like super big fans of.
So yeah, because somebody mentioned Expedition Bigfoot on Discovery Channel, and so I guess those people are going to be there.
No kidding.
Yeah, they'll be there, and they have a big fan base, so this is like a big deal. People like fly in for this event.
Wow.
Jamie, I never heard about this. How long has this been going on?
For years now. I don't even know.
Where have we been? We've just not been a part of the Bigfoot community.
Well, you've never even been to Estes Park.
I've never been.
Yeah, that's a shame, BJ.
That is a shame.
This would be a certain draw for me to go up there for Bigfoot. I'd run over to Ranky Brothers, get myself a gorilla suit, and I'm there.
Yeah, right?
You should.
Although gorillas are different than Bigfoot.
Well, they are, but that's the closest I can come to it.
That's okay. It'll fit in.
As long as it's big and hairy. Who cares, right?
Now, can everybody get into the park, or do they need a reservation to get into the park?
So they need tickets to the barbecue. That's tomorrow. But the event is free. It's open to the public. So it's from 10 to 4 on Saturday, and anybody can come.
And then how do they get tickets to the barbecue?
On our website.
Which is?
The eventsinestes.com.
Okay. Eventsinestes.com. Perfect. Yeah.
When you call it a Bigfoot barbecue, I feel like you're barbecuing one of those Bigfoot creatures.
I do too. like he's on a rotisserie.
Yeah. I mean, you should call it like Bigfoot's chicken barbecue or something. You know? Because I feel like you're cooking one of those creatures.
It's all about it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy. It's good to talk to you, Kaylee. And thank you for listening
to our
show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I've listened for years. So thank you so much.
Now, is it sold out or does it sell out every week? Or every year?
It does sell out. The barbecue sells out,
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like get those tickets, right?
Yeah.
Because that's on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's Estes Events. Is that what you said? EstesEvents.com or something?
Events in Estes.
Somebody said the barbecue is already sold out.
No kidding.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. The barbecue is sold out,
Why are we...
You know, I swear, Jamie and I, we should put together the BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus next year.
Yeah, we will do
and
that.
And go to the event.
You should.
We should.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll plan that.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
That would be so cool. And then all these people dressed up as Bigfoot hanging out the windows.
Yes.
Do you dress up?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a Bigfoot suit in my office, actually.
Well, that's hot.
That's that furry thing.
Yeah, that furry thing. You keep
Have you ever met Schmidl?
Yeah. You guys are furries.
All right,
thanks, Kaylee.
This is where we have to go.
We always seem to cross the line somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylee.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Big furry convention going on up there at Estes Park, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I simply mentioned it just a few minutes ago in passing. Nuggets do play tonight, game 3, playing the Clippers. And the NFL draft is tonight, too. Broncos, they choose number 20. Now, what are you working on over there?
Oh, I'm just going to do the briefing for the Douglas County Sheriff's Department today.
Really? What?
A briefing, are you?
Yeah, so, Deborah Takahara, remember the lady that made those horrible airbags?
Yeah, Takahara. Yeah,
she said, if you want to come to the briefing today, you could just run it if you want. So I'm practicing going, all right, Billy, what are we working on today?
So you get to announce the meth busts
and
all that?
Hey, Jim, are you over there at the school crossing? Because people love it when they're coming out of school drop-off and they're speeding.
I don't think they cover school crossings.
No, they do, because I just saw next door.
No, I mean in the briefings.
Because I just saw next door somebody's bitching about, why do they set up a speed trap right by the school after I drop off my kid?
I know, it's so messed up.
Well, come on, it's kids!
It's kids!
Well, I know, but it's just...
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. What do you mean it's messed up?
Because everybody actually is going after this person going, they set it up because people like you are speeding.
Yeah.
And kids are walking to school.
It makes a lot of sense.
So I'm working on like some of my scenarios, you know, or scenarios as I like to call it.
The scenario.
Yeah. So.
You mean like the announcements, the burglaries, and who got popped, who's in the county jail.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just working on all that, you know.
Sid got busted. He's running some type of bookie shop or something.
Yeah, somebody stole a library book.
Gambling.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I hope that works out for you. Maybe that's your new calling.
Yeah, I think so.
Show up around town at various police departments and do the briefing
Just do their briefing? Yeah. I'll do that. I'm going to be good at it.
All right.
What?
What time is the briefing today?
I don't know. She didn't tell me the time yet, but I'll let you know.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. I got to tell you, these facial aesthetics tickets for tonight's big party is hotter than a Bigfoot barbecue.
Yes.
They're hot.
Was that
they're
transition?
Hot.
I like it. I like
Bigfoot
this,
barbecue.
I like the
get
segue.
It hotter than.
Yeah.
Sold out show.
Here's the deal. You only have until 10 a.m. We left a couple of spots open just for today, and you have 10 a.m. to register at alice1059.com. Again, it's at Facial Aesthetics. We're doing a whole girls' night out tonight from 5 to 7, so you have to be available to be there from 5 to 7. Facial treatments, all this stuff, you know.
Man, party kicks off at 5.
Yep.
You and the ladies all over there. 30 people, along with other people that work there, facial aesthetics. That's going to be a blowout.
Tonight. Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know what? Yeah. Between that and, oh my gosh, I'm getting now, you remember yesterday I was getting ads for flip-flops?
Because of the shoe wall.
Yeah, it was just
about.
Covering my feet. Well, now Jennifer Aniston is telling me I need to do P-Volve.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who's P-Volve?
P-Volve is this new workout.
Oh, I thought it was some dude.
No. It's this new workout. It's called P-Volve.
P-Volve? How do you spell that?
P-V-O-L-V-E. Like Volve.
P-V-O-L-V-E. What exactly is that?
It's some workout, and she's like, she told me it was going to change my life. And you know how wall yoga worked out for me. So this P-Volve will be
Are you sure it's P-V-O?
Yeah.
L-V-E?
Yep. Uh-huh. It's low impact fitness.
Yeah, low impact.
Oh, I like low impact.
Me too. Me too.
I'm a big fan of low impact.
Me too.
Yeah.
So my goal is to get Jennifer Aniston's arms. Have you seen her arms?
No.
Oh my God.
No, I haven't.
They are incredible.
She's ripped.
Yeah, she's
tuned. All tuned up, huh?
Yeah, so that's my goal. And she said that she got her arms from Evolve.
No kidding. And they have a place here in town?
They have one in Denver, yeah.
No
yeah,
kidding.
So. I think that's my next goal.
Hey, Spindle, can you look and see how much it costs to be bald?
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I want to be bald.
Or you can buy the home kit. You can do it at home.
I want extremely low impact. Do they have that one?
Well, you can buy all the equipment, and it's like $500.
Oh, they have equipment?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can either buy the equipment or go to the gym. I feel like if you go to the gym, it holds you accountable.
And you get instruction with it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe if you have it at home, it works better.
I don't think I do that.
Yeah.
I think then a Real Housewives comes on and I sit down and think I'll do it later.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then,
to each his own, I guess.
I think going there and being pavaled.
Yeah.
Because I want those arms. I mean, you know how sexy it is with women with ripped and shredded arms.
Why are we just finding out about Pavald?
Because I just started getting the ads.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, she's not been promoting this before. I've never heard of this before.
Dude, Pavald is not cheap.
Oh, how much is it?
It starts at $179 for 8 sessions per month.
8 sessions? That's pretty good, actually. That's not bad.
It's like $20.
25, yeah.
And you get instruction with it, so it's like having a personal trainer, kind of.
And my arms are going to look like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $20, it's worth that.
Yeah, I guess if you compare like a personal trainer to this.
What about the equipment? What's that run you back?
That's a different.
Yeah, it's $495.
$495 for the equipment.
For the at-home
equipment. What exactly
equipment?
Is the equipment? Is it a machine?
It's stretchy. It's those stretch
resistance
bands.
Oh, balls, man.
Let's all get Pavald.
Like I'm telling. Don't you want to be like Hot Girl Summer again?
Are you asking me if I want to be Hot Girl Summer?
Like, do you have any goals for your fitness?
No.
You don't?
No, not really. Low impact. I like that statement, though.
Because I was just telling Carson, I was looking outside in the parking lot, and I go, man, everybody's so, and I'm one of them. That's why I'm going to be Pavolved. But I said, man, everybody's so out of shape in our parking lot. Everybody is waddling to the door. It's just because we're at the 11th floor and I can see down at the parking lot. I'm like, everybody's just like, oh, it seems like it's just so hard for them to get to their car to the front door.
Yeah, I kind of like living in a, a fat zip code.
in a water world?
I do. I live in a neighborhood that's really fat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I like it. Well, there's no judging. When everybody is overweight, there's no judging
people.
That's
true,
Yeah, so I like it.
Well, that's goals.
Yeah, Pavolved hasn't hit my hood yet. I can look around and tell.
God.
I'll let you know what it does,
okay,
though.
All right.
Might take a few years.
Yeah, right?
BJ and Jamie.
I feel sorry for Prince Harry.
Why?
I'm watching a video from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They went to New York, he and Markle.
Yeah.
And they pull up in a limo. And there's like 5 or 6 people outside the limo when they pull up. And they're calling him the spare, by the way. Oh. The car pulls up, door opens up. They both get out. Markle on one side, Prince on the other side. Everybody rushes to Markle, gives her a big hug, greeting her. Poor old Harry just standing there by himself.
Really? Because usually people gravitate to him over
her. You would
think. Yeah.
It's all shifted, Jamie. He's now the spare tire.
Really? Maybe those are her friends or something. Yeah.
He needs to go back to the UK.
He does.
He really does.
I agree with that.
He needs to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He's not appreciated.
he's not.
He's not.
No.
Even Markle. Yeah. Now, does she realize she's famous because of him?
Well, she was famous from Suits.
Yeah,
but she's more famous because of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Marrying the prince is what made her famous. And now she's the top billing. Wherever they go.
It's all that jam.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Hey,
Carson, you're part of the problem.
Because you love her.
You love her, and you don't like Prince.
She's just a classy lady.
I feel so bad for Harry.
I tried to watch her shows on Netflix, whatever those were called, and I got through 1.5. It was so boring. It was literally the most boring television I've ever seen in my life.
Come on. I'm fascinated by beekeeping. I'm getting into beekeeping because of her.
Jamie, when I watch this video, I'll bet your boyfriends are like this. When you go places, like everybody gravitates to you and your boyfriends are just spares.
No, I never have a quiet boyfriend.
You don't?
No.
No.
No, they're always outgoing.
No. I mean people gravitating to when you walk into a room. Like he just kind of like, oh boy, Jamie gets all the Jamie gets all the hoopla. Here I am.
Jealous.
I'm just a wallflower. you know, hanging out with Jamie White.
Yep, yeah, that's how it goes down.
I mean, that's
time.
The way Lisa feels around me.
Oh, I'm sure.
When we go place. Like, we'll walk into the Texas Roadhouse, and man, oh, man, those servers, they offer me rolls so fast. They'll come over with those rolls. Hey, BJ, here's your rolls.
Because it looks like you haven't missed a meal.
Listen, it's got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying.
And she's fit. That,
but they will come
they're
to,
never gonna
they come to
her.
Me with the rolls first for a reason.
Well, they're never going to offer her carbs. She's fit.
Yeah, she turns it down. She's like, nah, I'm good.
I mean, yeah, that's why.
I never really looked at it like that. They're so fast with those rolls. I barely get out of my car. They've got rolls on my hood.
They're just ready?
Yeah, they're ready to go. And I never figured. I just assumed it was because I'm BJ. Oh,
so weird. That's it.
So tonight, yes. Broncos choose number 20. Don't know who we're going to get. A lot of speculation out there. Also, you know, with Travis Hunter, you got Shador. They all get drafted tonight, so it's a big night for these guys.
I was watching the draft report, if you will, and it was funny because the Paytons were on, and they basically said, and I felt kind of bad for the, they basically said the same player that's number 11 is also number 20, 25. They're the same.
Yeah.
They're just as good.
Like skill level wise, everything.
I was listening to a report yesterday, and this person supposedly is really good at the draft. I don't know how you're that. But he was saying that once you get past number 7 tonight, once the 7th pick is done, everybody else is all chopped liver. They're pretty much the same players.
Yeah.
It's a gamble either way, right?
And here's my theory, and this is just my theory. I think they already know. I think Shador and I think Hunter already know where they're going. I mean, not them, like, mentally, I hope so. I think that they've already talked to Deion. The teams have already talked to Deion. They've already worked out, like, a deal, and they know where they're going.
I would say that they have a good idea.
I think they know.
Yeah. I think they have a good idea.
I think everybody has inside scoops on everything. You know?
Well, especially those top 5 picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think
now,
they
once
know.
You get down to like in the teens or whatever, then they might not know. But I think I'm with Jamie on this.
Yeah,
I think
know.
The Travis Hunters, I think that, Shador, I think all those guys have a real good idea who's picking them.
Well, yeah, because Deion's in the game, right?
Yeah.
Like he's already connected to everybody. So they already know where they're going.
Yeah, they got the inside
so
scoop.
So let's just see how good of actors they are. Because they already know where they're going.
Like how surprised they
are. Yeah, so, oh my God.
Oh, is that my phone ringing?
Yeah, so we'll just see.
I like how they call them and they're just sitting there.
Yeah, I know, just waiting. So we'll just see what kind of acting they have, what kind of abilities they have.
Okay, I like that game.
Because they know.
All right, the other thing is the Avalanche lost last night.
Yeah, what
lost,
happened?
That's bad.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Captain Crunch is back
or
whatever. Whoa, Captain Crunch?
Hey.
Yeah.
Captain Landeskog made his comeback. It was electric. I mean, I've never heard Ball Arena that loud chanting, Landy.
Colorado
Landy,
loves that
Landy.
Guy.
Well, they might, but Landeskog didn't win the game for us, did he?
Landeskog.
Landeskog.
Huh? Captain Landeskog. Crunch is his
name.
Yeah,
Captain Crunch. I'm with Jamie. Landeskog didn't win.
I call him Captain Suck It.
Yeah. We're better off without him.
The one of the best things I've ever seen, though, Rantanen, the guy that used to play for us, Landeskog, first shift, just gets him in the back
he
and knocks him into the board.
Right.
And the crack. Woo!
Yeah, but how'd that work out?
Yeah, stop. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
How'd that icing on that cake taste?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, had to spit that out, didn't
it
you?
Yeah. It was a bad
thing. How embarrassing to come back as a captain and lose.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's not what he would have scripted out.
Captain
sure.
Loser Pants.
Yeah, Landeskog. All right, then the other game is the Nuggets tonight. They're playing the Clippers in Los Angeles. That's game 3. They're tied 1-1.
Oh, they're tied? Okay.
Tied up.
It's an important game. If they it's not going to be good.
Is what?
If they lose, it's not going to be good. It's an important game.
Thank you, Shadell.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. The Pope's funeral is Saturday morning, 1:30 in the morning, our time. Then the smoke will fly on Sunday.
They're saying they're keeping the Vatican open 24 hours.
You know.
Because 20,000 people want to see him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. A lot of people going through there. I guess people are taking pictures. They're not real happy with that.
Well, selfies.
Can't blame them. Yeah, selfie.
That is, you know, awful.
I took pictures with my mom when she passed
you
away.
You did?
Yeah.
Oof.
I did. I took pictures of her passed away when she passed away.
Yeah.
And also at the funeral. Yeah,
wow.
I did. I don't look at them very much, but I did take pictures. I think some people do. Some people don't.
But that's also your mom. Like, yeah, just not, showing up.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to take pictures of the Pope than it would my mom.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I don't.
Yeah, the Pope. I mean, he's just the Pope. I mean, he just lied there. So, but anyway, they're taking pictures. I think they're going to have a hard time picking the next one. I think the criteria's changed a bit.
Well, I also heard they're in debt, or I guess they have financial crisis.
I'm hearing
too.
They got a lot of problems at the Vatican.
Yeah,
it's its own city, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it walled off?
Yeah, it's wall
its own
to wall.
It's got its own like zip code and everything.
Yeah, it's got its own everything. Yep.
Its own Circle K.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got it all, right?
Yep, Vatican City.
Yeah, so they start to smoke on Sunday. Now, how does that work? Now, the white smoke, black smoke?
It's black smoke, and then when it goes white.
That's
right?
When they pick somebody,
yeah,
right?
That's when the decision's made.
Who is my guy again? Who did I pick?
What was his name? Larry? No.
Yeah, Larry Luger.
I don't remember who you picked. I remember my guy.
Yeah.
Was the would be the first African American Pope.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I picked him.
What was your guy's name?
Cardinal Frito-Lay.
Oh, Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Frito-Lay. Yeah. That's right. Corn chip guy. Right.
What was my guy's name?
I don't remember.
Matt Zuppi.
Who?
Matt Zuppi.
Yeah. Somebody had Kevin. Yeah.
Oh,
wasn't there Kevin?
I had Cardinal Tagle.
Okay, you got Tagle.
Yeah.
We got to write these down, folks.
I got Matt Zuppi.
We've got money on this. I know it seems sacrilegious to be betting
on
a Pope.
It doesn't, really.
But
it doesn't,
not really.
It seems fine. These guys are all alive.
I think when you're this far away from it,
yeah, well,
it's okay.
I've been there, but
we're in Colorado.
No, thank you.
I get it.
Really?
Yeah.
We are?
I'm just saying.
Wow.
When you're this far away, it doesn't feel so bad.
Well, you're Catholic, so I'm Baptist, so I don't care at all. But
Matt, no, I'm not Catholic.
But you pretend like you are.
Well, my
wife.
Family is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my wife, kid.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
that.
Sometimes you go.
I know more about it now.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Anyway, Matt Zuppi's my guy.
Who?
Matt Zuppi.
Guppy?
Zuppi with a Z. Yeah. Zuppi.
All right, so Jamie's got Guppy.
Yeah.
I've got the
African-American guy. Fridolin Mbongo Besunga is the African-American guy.
What's his name again?
Fridolin Mbongo Besunga.
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 Oh, I don't remember picking him, though.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, I think they're going to have a hard time picking the next pope, though. I think the criteria has changed. All of them have different beliefs, and none of them line up right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I bet they'll find one. I'm not too worried.
Yeah. Well, all right. Don't you have to be like 95 or something
to
be a pope?
Almost
they
dead.
Do that on purpose so they don't last long,
exactly.
Right?
Quick changeover.
In case they don't like them.
Maybe bad decision. Yeah. Don't worry. He'll be gone in 3 years. It's
wow.
All good.
Now
right?
This feels bad.
Yeah, it does. We're not that far away, are we?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! All right, happy Thursday, everybody. Little Friday.
Yeah.
A little Friday. Very excited. Don't forget, 10 a.m., last moments to register for that Facial Aesthetics Girls Night Out for tonight. We left two spaces open so we could draw those for today. They will notify you if you won. Go to alice1059.com for you and a guest to join me tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see you guys. You guys should come and get some stuff done.
Oh. Yeah. Well, tonight might be a bad night for us to get some stuff done, though.
Why is that?
Well, you're going to be busy over there.
Yeah,
you're going to be busy
over
there. Going to be a lot of people there.
And I don't think they're going to have the draft on.
No. I want to watch the draft or the Nuggets and all that. So I don't know. Maybe another night, though.
If we showed up, we'd need a lot of work. Need a lot of attention
on
us.
That's kind of what they told me. We're still working on me. Still a project. But we're getting there. Slow but sure with James. Slow but sure. All right. A couple of things. First of all, oh my gosh. Our little own Schmidl right here at the Radio Ranch is so excited about this upcoming Pee Wee Herman documentary.
He sure is.
He can hardly stand it.
Well, he and Pee Wee have a lot in common.
They really do.
A lot.
Back of a theater. It's you.
Yeah. Remember you went to the theater by yourself just a couple of weeks ago?
I did. Yeah.
That was a pee-wee moment.
It was a pee-wee moment. Yeah.
Sure was. It was you living you living the past of pee-wee. There you are in the theater all alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching Minecraft.
You know what, now I think.
All those kids around. Oh, boy. Yep. You got that popcorn splashing everywhere, you know, because everybody's got to ride the chicken.
Me and Pee-wee, man.
Yeah.
Chicken jockey.
What's it called? The chicken jockey? Yeah, chicken jockey. Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say ride your chicken. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman's coming out. Spinell. You got to be excited.
Yeah, on HBO.
All right. Here is the trailer. Number one.
What? I'm having a party, and you're invited.
It's weird to be in this situation having a documentary made because I'm used to having control of my alter ego. I wanted to be a performance artist.
I could show you my characters.
Out of nowhere, Pee-wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. There wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me.
You know, I was surprised that the three of you didn't know he was dead.
We did not.
Had no idea that he had died two years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really put it in my registry of important things.
Yeah, he croaked.
And now you have to wear mine.
It's a little high. I'll work on that. All right, let's see here. Teddy Mellencamp. She was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, and she's also the daughter of John Cougar Mellencamp. Didn't he change his... He was like the OG of changing your name a million times, right?
Yeah. He was John Cougar.
Okay.
Remember, he came out as John Cougar. I think I'm right. And then he added Mellencamp later.
All right.
I think.
Well, she is Teddy Mellencamp. And look, everybody kind of, I mean, even her own dad, her dad had bought her a plot because he said, look, we put you on the family plot. And she's like, I'm not dead yet, Dad. Because she had two different brain tumors that they operated on. Her body was full of tumors. It was really a bad situation. And she does a podcast and it was pretty bleak, to be honest with you. But now, all of a sudden, she's gotten some great news. Here she is.
Really exciting news, everyone. Honestly, the crying is already done, but I just finished with all of my scans and my tumors have significantly shrunk, which doctors believe means that this all will work and that I will be back to myself and feeling good. I have two more sessions of immunotherapy and then hopefully I am done and I will be cancer free. I'm going to keep a positive outlook because that's the way that my doctor just spoke to me. He's like, you did this, you got this. And then of course, in complete Coug's way, he said, you got that Mellencamp blood, so you're good.
You're good.
Yeah, crazy, right?
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. It was pretty sketch there for a while. Snoop Dogg will return to The Voice. This is The Voice. Sound just like those people. Anyway, as part of a new partnership with NBC Universal, Snoop will also explore various film, television, sports, and streaming projects in conjunction with his Death Row Pictures company. The news comes after Snoop made his coaching debut on the singing competition, the show in the 26th season in 2024. The program right now currently has Kelsey Ballerini, Michael Bublé, Adam Levine, and John Legend. So I don't know... I don't know if he's going to be a mentor or if he's going to be a coach again.
I hope he's a coach again because he was really
good. He was really good. It was shocking. I was shocked too because I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, but it really did work. So I don't know who they're going to replace. I will say that Adam is super boring without Blake. He's just kind of, whatever. John Legend's always been steady, but I feel like he is one of the coaches that you want there because he really does know what he's talking about, you know, as far as pitch and all that stuff. But Michael Bublé's cute on there. I don't know. So I don't know who he's going to replace, if he is or if he's just going to be a mentor. We'll see. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael Lohan, man, how they fall, was sentenced to 9 months in jail for violating his probation. That guy has always been in trouble.
All the time.
All the time.
Year after year.
Yeah.
He's always arrested.
Yep.
He cannot stay out of
trouble. So he's going to be in jail for 9 months, Lindsay Lohan's dad. I mean, like, how do you get yourself in that much trouble as a full-grown adult?
It's got to be alcohol.
Maybe that's it.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think the guy drinks a lot. I think that, isn't it his wife? Is he still married? I don't even know if he's married still.
No, he's...
He was in a bad relationship with that one lady. And she also drank a lot, I think. And they were just, they were at each other's throats.
Well, in 2022, he was convicted of patient brokering. What that means is that he would receive illegal kickbacks from an addiction center as he would try to, you know, get people to go in there. So, like, he was dating this one woman, and I guess he told her she needed to go to this addiction treatment center. She went, and he got $25,000.
He's just a weasel.
He is.
He's always been a weasel.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think his daughter's finally cut him off.
I hope so.
Yeah. I don't think she messes with him.
Let's see. What else? I wanted to reread this again because I feel like this is fascinating because I feel like all of us that have been married have done this. And so I wanted to read this to you guys. There's this expert. He's some doctor. And he can tell you basically 93% of the people with complete accuracy if you're going to get divorced or not. He said, the biggest red flag for divorce is a sneaky little facial expressions, a one-sided mouth raise, like, you know, like, ugh, like that, an eye roll, or if they're fidgeting or if they're picking lint off their sweater while you're talking.
I'm watching for all of these tonight at dinner.
I know, right?
I've got them written down here.
Yeah, so if she does this with her face while you're talking, like, ugh, like that.
I'm not feeling good about this one.
Or if she, like, rolls her eyes, ugh. Or if she finger fidgets, like, while you're talking, can we get through
what
it?
What if she throws a skillet at you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that on the list?
No, that's okay, because then she got it out.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. They throw stuff at me.
No, that's actually better, according to him, because this is festering. He said, if you see these signals where they're picking lint while you're talking, finger fidgeting, eye rolling, the mouth thing, it's festering. It says it is more toxic than pure anger, which is throwing a skillet at your head, fear or frustration, because it sticks around and it's just festering. He said, it screams, I'm over this, I'm over you.
So those are worse than her changing the locks on the door?
Yeah.
That was yesterday,
by
the way.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
That one's fine.
Oh, just wondering.
Because that way she's just getting her real anger out because she doesn't like you.
Okay.
These are people that are holding it in and festering. It's called the lint picker syndrome. And they're festering and festering because they just don't want to be married to you anymore.
I got to be honest, though. I did take that lock change thing very
you did?
Personal.
It says, but there is hope if you catch it fast enough. The contempt creeping in. If you catch your partner's contempt creeping in, you're supposed to call it out with kindness. Like, I'm on your nerves, right? You know, and laugh about it. Crack a joke or just hit pause in your conversation before things explode and just, you know, talk about them instead.
Oh, boy.
I feel like everybody knows that they've had that moment in a relationship.
I agree.
100%.
Yeah.
So you got to be nice about it, you're saying,
right?
Yeah,
you're supposed to, like, go, am I on your nerves right now? You know, like that.
Yeah, that's me. I was locked out yesterday. I'll just sleep out here, honey, in the yard. See, no big deal. I like the stars.
I told you should have got a camper.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms in the forecast. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. You know, I mean, yesterday they were in the forecast, and the east got some, and we'll see what happens. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. This Shannon Sharp thing is getting ugly. I'm watching video after video. This guy's going to lose millions. I don't know if he'll ever be back on TV again. I think he's done.
We're talking about Shannon Sharp. There's a woman that he actually dated and then he was living with. And she's saying that he was an abusive boyfriend. She's releasing audio from him. And the things that he said to her were not okay.
No, not okay. And they're both very angry at each other. She has a lawyer that's just a snake.
That Busby guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's got audio clips. He's going to release drip, drip, drip every day. Something new.
Even a video.
Got videos, Jamie. He's got texts. He's got everything. Shannon Sharp said some really bad things. Now, did he do what she's accusing him of? I don't know. Nobody knows the truth there. figure that out down the road. I've always said, though, or I've said for the past few days, I don't understand why it's not criminal, what she's accusing him of. I don't understand that.
Weird.
And why it's just about a money thing, you know? That makes no sense.
I guess
if a guy
maybe,
did a crime, you gotta charge him, right?
Maybe it was only threats. They only have proof of threats.
I don't know.
And that's why it couldn't be criminal? Yeah. I don't know.
I think it takes less information to make somebody guilty in a lawsuit civilly than it does criminal. Okay.
I
don't think they have enough to do criminal, but they've got enough to get $50 million on the civil
That's
side.
What
it's
she's
the only thing
for.
I can figure out. Okay. But this guy, keep it in mind, Shannon Sharp had a deal on the table, according to sources, of $100 million on a either podcast or a Skype or something.
They said a podcast.
I forgot what it was. Yeah. But they say that's now off the table. So he lost $100 million right there because I don't think they're going to ask him back. And I think that ESPN's done with him. I don't think he's going to be on First Take anymore with the, what is it, Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I don't think you can bring him back after these texts.
I also think it's kind of weird that he tried to pay her off $10 million.
Well, now they're
like,
saying
that doesn't look good.
Now they're saying $20 million. He offered.
He even tried $20 million.
$20 million for her not to come forward 2 weeks ago. He offered over $20 million to her, and she said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so she's angry.
But
you got a lawyer that's greedy.
$20 million angry. I mean, like that is. I'd be like, okay.
Well, you're not doing anything criminal, okay? So there it looks like a sellout if you drop criminal charges in order to get $20 million, if you say you did what you're accusing him of doing. But since that's not a part of the equation, I think I would have taken the $20
million. Yeah, that's
because on $50 million, you got to figure Busby's going to get what? Half of it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
Take the money and run. I don't know.
Well, that tells me, though, that she believes in herself.
And she thinks that she's done something.
Yeah, because she didn't take the $20 million. She is so adamant that this guy's a bad guy. I know nothing about these people, but I'm thinking about me. Like if somebody offered me $20 million, I'm so like convinced that you are a crap ass person that I'm going for it.
Or and again, we don't know. We're just guessing. Jamie and I are just coming up with crap, okay? But maybe it's the Busby lawyer guy, because if she takes the money, he's out of the picture. And he goes to her and says, hey, we can get more than that. I'll give you $30 million to go through with this. That way he gets 20. So he gets in her ear. She's never been through this process
before.
Again,
we don't know any of this. We don't know. Because now you're trying to sell it like it's fact.
We're just wasting time to go home. There's an NFL draft tonight. There's a basketball game, and Jamie's got facial aesthetics.
Yeah,
we got a lot on the plate today. We're just shooting the crap right now. We don't know what's going on.
Don't forget, I'm doing the Douglas County Sheriff's briefing.
Oh, that's right. You got to do the briefing today. So we're just. Now, here's what I think. I think that the lawyer got in her ear, and he's talked. We'll be right back.
We don't know. No clue.
BJ and Jamie.
He doesn't. All right, let me ask him, okay?
Wait, I'm still singing Pink Pony Club. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Spadil.
What's up?
You got it on your calendar?
My calendar?
Yeah, your calendar. Did you write it down on your calendar? I don't want to miss it.
Or did you put it in your phone on your calendar?
Yeah, on your phone.
Yeah.
Did you write it down? Put it in your phone?
What are we talking about?
Told you.
No, stop doing that.
Well, I'm just,
I know it's chunky.
That's part of the,
there's some chunks in there.
Did you write down or did you put it in your phone today and mark the calendar for next year?
For next year.
Mm. You don't know. You have no clue.
No,
are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, Jamie! Wow. How do we even pull this show off? I swear,
huge.
It was like the biggest deal ever. But whatever. I mean, you know.
He doesn't care.
You know what he does? He calls it in.
Yeah.
He phones it in.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? It's that mine and your name's on it. And if his name's not on it, then he doesn't give a rat's you know what.
No.
Okay?
If only he put the kind of effort he put into paintball into the show.
Oh. No kidding.
You know? Like if he treated it like that, he'd go places.
Oh, yeah. We'd go places.
Yeah.
We'd all go places.
We'd go places like Estes Park.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Put it in the calendar.
That's all I'm asking.
Is it the Bigfoot days?
Oh. Hello!
Come on, man!
I'm pretty sure the Estes Park thing.
Yeah, yeah, they gave it away right now.
Hello! Yes, it's Bigfoot weekend up at the Estes Park. They got a barbecue and everything.
I'll tell Siri to remind me.
Okay. Next year.
Next year.
Next year, you need to be reminded because we want to do a BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus up to Estes Park to the barbecue.
Everybody's telling us, like, we're really missing out this weekend. Like, this Bigfoot.
I've got FOMO right now just hearing about it.
The Bigfoot barbecue, the Bigfoot extravaganza.
The
5K. The people from Bigfoot, what's it called? Something Bigfoot Expeditions?
Bigfoot Expedition, it's that TLC show.
Yeah, so where people go out camping looking for Bigfoot.
And they're coming into town.
Yeah.
To be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the person that puts it all together, Kaylee, she was on the air with us this morning, plugging the Bigfoot.
See, if I was the producer of the show, what I would have done after I heard all that
is
I would have called the TLC show and booked those guys to be on our show.
No kidding.
That's what I would
have
done.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Nah.
Yeah.
But that would have been a great idea.
That's because think ahead.
Right. Okay.
All right. But anyway.
Now, you did keep Kaylee's number, right? Because she...
Nope. Okay. Oh. Well, that's all right. That's okay.
You don't have her number. You didn't write down her number.
Nope.
No.
I sure didn't. Nope.
Why?
Because why would he?
Because we'd need it for the barbecue bus.
The best prediction of the future is the past.
100%.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like,
you're
why
right,
would
yeah.
you expect to get something different?
No.
So it's on us. It's on us.
It is on us. It's
boy,
on
us. Boy,
for us
boy.
To have expectation is a bad idea.
It's our fault.
But you did.
No, it's fine. No. It's fine. Yeah. Oh, Miss Independence.
I love this song.
BJ and Jamie.
Okie dokie, we gotta go, we gotta go. Man, you're gonna have a good time tonight. Woo, you and all the ladies over at Facial Aesthetics.
Yeah, we are gonna have a great time. You only have 20 more minutes to, 25 more minutes to register for the last pulls for this, meaning the last drawings for this. I'm at alice1059.com and we're gonna meet you over there at Facial Aesthetics and it's gonna be fun. Uh-huh. And you get big old prize packs and all this stuff.
You will be in the drawing for the last two. Yep. All you gotta do is get registered. This is gonna be a good time. All right, we have the draft. Broncos, go Broncos. Hopefully we get a good player.
I can't believe that we're getting Travis Hunter. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. He's already agreed to go.
Already?
Yeah. He just signed it? He just announced
it. Oh, wow. All right, there you go. You got to hear first.
Yeah. Mm.
And go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets.
Nuggets. Clippers tonight. Right?
Take them out.
Yeah. Game three. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.